It's being called the Liberal Spring. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Reading some of the commentary on the events of the past week, it's like half the country found itself suddenly transported to a strange planet where nothing is familiar anymore. A place where Confederate flags were replaced by rainbow flags, traditional marriage is dead, and the healthcare system is now being run by the Chief Justice. There are cries of defiance. Defiance of the Obamacare ruling. Defiance of the gay marriage ruling. Support for the Confederate flag. But what really has changed? We're talking about one Confederate flag so far, the one at the South Carolina State House. And by the way, the woman who plucked it down over the weekend was arrested, so it's not as if she gets off scot-free. In any case, Americans are still free to fly as many of their own battle flags as they want. They can fly swastikas if they want, if they can find a company that will sell them one. And if not, that's the free market. As for the marriage issue, you are still free to enter into a traditional marriage, or as was pointed out on CNN over the weekend, two or even three traditional marriages, and then run for the highest office in the land.
What do you say to a lesbian who's married who says, Donald Trump, what's traditional about being married three times?
Well, they have a very good point. But actually, I have a great marriage. I have a great wife now. And my two wives were very good.
There you go. Let freedom ring. And as for the Supreme Court taking over health care, too late. I've checked the lobbying records. The pharmaceutical industry beat them to it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.